right now. Panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, we're smack in the middle of the holiday gift buying season. We got the perfect gift idea for the music lover in your life. It's a compilation of the music heard where?
Wow. That's that. Boy, there's so many clues embedded in that.
I know. CD, compilation CD, going to be a big hit.
Of the music from...
You know, when I hear that tune, I just think of where I was when I heard the last locals on the 8s forecast.
Oh, yeah. It's the Weather Channel.
Weather Channel Smooth Jazz Compilation. Yes, oh, yeah. In your stores now. No doubt you've been home watching the Weather Channel, and you think to yourself, I sure love the background music they play during their local weather updates.
Wow, that's
if
exactly
what I
never think.
If only I could have all those
think.
Songs on CD, well, then you'll surely want to pick up the recently released Weather Channel Presents The Best of Smooth Jazz. The CD was compiled by Steve Hurst. He's the guy who programs the music heard throughout the day on the channel. His selection criteria breaks down like this. During the day, the music is light and upbeat. In the evening, slow and sultry. Late at night, mellow, just right to put you in the mood for a developing low-pressure system, if you know what I mean. Of course, I mean, the success of this album has led to an instant flood of the market of other cable
flood.
News.
Yeah, flood, a good one.
Other cable station-related CDs, including C-SPAN Kinda Blue, Larry King hums songs he sort of remembers.
That's a good one.
And my favorite, yeah. Under the Tree at the Segal Household, Hannity and Combs Live at Budokan.
I highly recommend the Larry King one. So like, how did that one go? Chattanooga to
Adam.
That's it.
Another story about a big gift. Mm-hmm. We heard this week about what we think really will be this year's big stocking stuffer. It's a certain company's signature product, and for the first time, they're marketing it as the perfect holiday gift. What is it?
Spam.
No.
Could the questions I'm getting today be any more vague?
I know.
Adam, name something that's not a Christmas gift. Adam, name something that's not usually on albums that they sell. I'm sorry. Could I have some sort of hint to narrow it down to? Like,
Frosty the Snowman shook uncontrollably on the floor.
Tasers.
Yes, tasers. Ooh. The perfect Christmas gift. Also known as everyone's favorite stocking stuffer. The stun gun makers are pushing their little pink tasers as the hot gift item this year because nothing says Christmas like 50,000 volts of electricity applied to the torso. Their new ad campaign features slogans like, quote, what does Santa bring when you have been good, but the world is getting bad?
We could do better slogans than theirs.
Go ahead.
What if that's not Santa? Steal this, Grinch.
And the whole Tasers for Tots campaign.
Yo, that's good. Roy, police in Largo, Texas were in pursuit of a fugitive suspected of shoplifting. They thought he might be hiding in a vast empty warehouse. One cop had a great idea. He stuck his head in the door and shouted, Marco. And the suspect did what?
Said polo.
You bet he did.
he said polo. No. No.
It was easy, of course, to arrest him. They just said, Simon says freeze.
How'd you get caught? Police did shaving a haircut.